Welcome to this week's episode of Build the Weight Loss Practice of Your Dreams. I'm your host, Carol Clark, and I think this is our 102nd episode. Hard to believe. This week, we're talking about a topic that gets me jazzed every time I do it. And I typically do it mainly at the end of the year or when we're preparing for our goal setting for the next year. But it can be done anytime. And what I do is I meet individually with every one of the employees. And it's easier for me because we don't have a huge staff, but I meet one-on-one with them. If you have a larger organization, you can do this at each level, each supervisory level. I've done it in whether I've managed, you know, just 10 people or 20, 25, up to 100 or so employees. But it's really insightful. And really, actually, for me, I find it fun. But I actually get to sit down with each one of them and ask them four particular questions. The first question that I ask them is, what do they enjoy the most about their position and their role here at work? And it gives me insight into what brings them joy, what they're really enjoying, what sort of is going well. And it's always good to talk about that, and because then you can kind of make sure that you have that tucked away and you can create more of that sort of activity for them or that excitement. It shows their level of excitement as well. The second question I ask them are, what are their key frustrations? So I don't ask them what they don't like. That's a little bit more negative, but frustrations are something that we all experience in our personal and professional life, and gaining insight into that, it can be kind of surprising the things that frustrate people. And so it's important to know what is frustrating to them. And they all understand that they may come up with something that might be outside the realm of something that can be changed. Perhaps it's a HR policy or something like that. But it's amazing to me some of the things that can come up. So if you find out what their key frustrations are, that's number two. The third thing is a little bit of brainstorming about how you can help resolve those frustrations and to turn that frustration into something positive. And this is really kind of fun to do together because you'll find that you come up with much better solutions when you do that together. So you kind of work together to see what sort of solutions you can come up with to those frustrations. Come up with a couple, one to three of them, to see if it's something that you could implement and help improve their level of satisfaction and their level of excitement when they come to work every day. And then the fourth question that I always ask are, what are their goals, you know, 1, 3, and 5 years from now? For some people, they really haven't thought about that. You know, they're kind of living day to day. And it shows your interest as an employer, and this is a genuine interest. It gets them thinking about possibilities. It helps you think through what's going on for the next year, what's your broader vision for your practice, and how they may fit into that, how you may be able to challenge them with some new responsibilities. But it's really one of those things that can help you also. Maybe you have someone who's going to be moving and you need to do some sort of transition planning, and it helps give you some insight into that and help guide some of your thoughts as you get ready to be planning. I like to plan quarter to quarter. Obviously, we have year goals, but quarter to quarter is a little bit more real for people, and it's one of those things that can be very easily measured, and we come up with our goals sort of Q1, 2, 3, and 4, and then we go from there. And this is something that can be done once a year or as often as you'd like. But I find this really exciting and fun to do. Last week when I talked about what your employees need from you, the last thing was sort of a wild card, and that was what motivates them. This is also a great way to figure that out, what motivates them. Because if you know that, that also helps you guide their assignments and also helps you understand how you can best improve and have their working relationship something really positive. It helps lower your turnover, and it also just makes coming to work a much more enjoyable place to be and situation. So anyhow, I hope that serves you well. I can't wait this week. I love doing this with the team. They all mean so much to me, and getting this information is always very insightful. And I appreciate them, and I hope they appreciate the opportunity to share this information as well. I think they do. We always end up having a pretty good conversation. And anyhow, I hope you can give it a whirl. I'd love to hear how it works for you. We're going to be going even deeper into planning for the next year, and it applies whether you're planning for the next year or quarter to quarter. So we're going into that a lot more in depth in Bariatric Business Boss. If you haven't checked it out or aren't a member, check it out. BariatricBusinessBoss.com. It's a super great bunch of resources right at your fingertips. In fact, I even did a podcast and you could see a sneak peek inside of the membership site and what's waiting there for you. So check it out. And if you have any questions, let me know. And in the meantime, once again, I thank you for everything you do for your patients and improving the health of your community. Take care. Have an awesome day.